This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Let's start with Beaumont. The former Beaumont city officials who were charged with corruption have been ordered to repay millions of dollars in public funds. Now, Beaumont has gone through a couple of corruption scandals, so identify this one that we're talking about here.
Well, this was the bigger case, the first one, where seven Beaumont city officials were indicted on felony charges of embezzlement, misappropriation of public funds, and conflict of interest. One had pled guilty, you'll remember, back a couple of months ago, and now four of these former officials pled guilty to one or two counts each, felony counts, and have agreed to pay a total of $8.1 million. That money will go to the Western Riverside Council of Governments, which you recall the city of Beaumont had withheld the transportation uniform mitigation funds. That's the money that's supposed to go to regional road projects that become congested because of new housing developments. Instead, Beaumont, under these officials, saved the money and spent it instead on city street projects instead of contributing to regional congestion relief projects. The prosecutor said the defendants created a complex scheme to have Beaumont pay a consulting firm that they formed, so they were paid not just as city officials, but as city consultants. What's happened now is former development director David Dillon will repay $4 million. Former planning director Ernest Egger will repay $3 million. Former city manager Alan Kapanikas will repay $1 million. And former finance director William Aylward will pay $100,000. This is restitution for that money that was wrongfully withheld. In addition, each of them will serve about a year under house arrest with electronic monitoring and 3 years of probation. And all four are banned permanently from holding public office.
Now, I remember shortly after, as the newspapers were looking into this investigation, it was the Press Enterprise, perhaps, that went around and inventoried the property and the assets that these former Beaumont officials had stashed.
You're absolutely right, Ken, and those assets were frozen by the district attorney's office. Now they'll be unfrozen, and those assets will be used to pay this restitution.
All right, next. We have had in the Inland Empire a second incident of a U.S. citizen of Latino heritage who was taken into custody on suspicion of being an illegal alien.
And she is suing. This is a 60-year-old grandmother who was arrested after a traffic accident. She told the officers that she's a U.S. citizen, been a U.S. citizen for 20 years, but she was still taken into custody. She is now suing the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office, as well as the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. And you're right, Ken, this does remind us of a case just last year where a man was held. He, again, was a citizen for 20-plus years, and he was held for 3 days. The grandmother was only held for 1 day before her daughter was able to come with her passport and prove her citizenship. This other gentleman, a Rialto resident, was held for 3 days, protesting the whole time that he was a citizen before he was finally released. Now, the agency has given him a $20,000 settlement to compensate him for being wrongly held. ICE said at that time they don't ever deliberately hold somebody when there's evidence that they are a U.S. citizen. But, you know, these are troubling cases.
Yeah. After saying that, then it turns out then we have the second case. What was ICE's response to this?
Because there's a pending lawsuit, they are not commenting.
Okay. So there's a possibility that she could get a settlement then, too, since that is a precedent already established.
That could well be.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, a former defendant who was acquitted in the colony's corruption case has filed a claim for millions of dollars in compensation. Now, this sounds a little bit familiar. For anyone who doesn't know what the colony's corruption case is about, Cassie, I think you've got your standard sort of like 1 minute definition.
Well, this was a case where the county of San Bernardino paid $102 million to a developer after being sued over a flood control basin on the developer's property. It was a very controversial settlement, and eventually the developer and three former county officials were charged with public corruption. The allegation was the developer had bribed them with $400,000 in order to get that settlement. They all pled not guilty. Last summer, three of them were acquitted, and one, the jury deadlocked, and the district attorney's office dismissed the case. Now, Mark Kirk, who was the chief of staff at the time to County Supervisor Gary Ovitt, has filed a claim for $35 million alleging malicious prosecution.
Wow.
He's one of the three that were acquitted. His co-defendant, you'll remember Jeff Burham and his company, Colony's Partners, filed a claim last week for $45 million. The first to file a claim was Jim Irwin. He's the one whose jury deadlocked, and the DA dismissed the case, and he filed a claim for $25 million. The county has 45 days from the date a claim is filed to either approve it and make the payout or deny the claim. If the county denies the claim, the claimant can then sue.
Okay, so Burham asked for $45 million. Kirk is asking for $35 million. Wow, one more, and we're going to be approaching $100 million worth of claims for this case that they allege the county bungled.
Right, and Kirk also alleges negligence and breach of contract and false arrest and intentional infliction of emotional distress. He said he was 36 years old when these charges were filed against him. He lost his job. He had expected to be a county employee at the executive level throughout his career to age 65. So you can imagine part of his claim is the lost earning potential for all those years.
Okay, Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.